where you need nothing. Need nothing. And then as a little gift, many things come to you on the phenomenal external level. Life suddenly becomes so friendly, whereas before it was an enemy to be fighting. Life suddenly becomes friendly. Even the phenomenal existence has suddenly a friendly face. Why? How can it change from being, from life being what Churchill called when he talked about human of history? Churchill said about history is one damn thing after another. And for many people, that's how they perceive their existence. One damn thing after another. Just. And that doesn't happen anymore. Life is no longer perceived through external existence, is no longer perceived and created through the me, fictitious mindset of me. So when you're not fighting life, life can, when you're fighting life, life fights you. It's a mirror. And when you allow and say yes, life suddenly says yes. Oh, you embrace it, that means life can flow through you freely. Consciousness, life, God, just words, can move and even express itself through this form freely. And from being a burden on the planet, which is what humanity is right now, you become, and from being a burden to yourself and a troublemaker to yourself and others, with little me, from being this burden, suddenly there's a blessing that walks on the planet. There's a lightness to it, no longer the heaviness of the person. And that's, love is now present. The person talks about love, but of course that's, it's all fiction. As Katie said yesterday, little personalities don't love, they want something. So the whole wanting, the deep energy behind the craving and wanting and needing future goes. So and things you had, the little me said, I need that for my happiness. Often they just come when you don't need them anymore. They may not. It doesn't matter. But the strange thing is, many things simply come. Icing on the cake. The cake is what matters. And you have the cake, or you are the cake. Seek only the kingdom of heaven. Now seeking is a temporary phase. You're not seeking anymore. Be who you are. That's the kingdom of heaven, which is within here now. All the other things that you thought you needed will be added unto you. Doesn't matter anymore. Seeking, coming coming to the end of seeking. Seeking implies future. Seeking, even seeking to understand more. I need to understand more about spirituality. I need to understand more about Buddhism. I need to understand more about Advaita. What are they really talking about? This, you don't need to understand more. You've understood enough for you to have come here. What else? Then that's the edge. You've reached the edge of understanding mentally, working out. Any further, it's just the mind trying to get back. Okay, I need some more knowledge. I can't quite work out what stillness is. If you explain a bit more, perhaps I can get there. Is your concept of stillness the same as the Buddha's concept? You could do a PhD. Stillness in spiritual world religions. 400 pages. And then you become the world expert on stillness. And perhaps, if it was all mind, the world expert on honey who has never tasted honey. It's quite possible. You could be the world expert on honey without ever, because it's all concepts. So